Up next is North State Give and Take, and it's made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Cotton Party, offering contemporary women's clothes and accessories with an emphasis on natural fibers in the heart of downtown Chico. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years and is located at 337 Broadway Street. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift wrapping with each purchase. More information by calling the Cotton Party at 893-4923 and by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling them at 898-9525. Today on North State Give and Take, I am going to interview Joey Haney from Chico Natural, or Chico Natty, as you, as I call it. You do too, probably, huh? Yeah.
It sneaks out, yeah.
Yeah, it does. And Joey, you know, I've known Joey for a while. So what is your position there at Chico Natural?
So I am the brand manager at the co-op, which looks over, you know, it used to be called marketing manager. So it's marketing, it's sponsorship, it is internal, external communications. So everything from in-store posters to advertising to events to marketing and selling the co-op.
Well, and you've done a lot there. You've been many things there.
I had my 10-year anniversary at the co-op earlier this year.
I believe
and so I've had a variety of positions. I started out as a cashier, as a part-time cashier, and then I've worked as an administrative assistant. I was just in charge of outreach, doing events and things like that, and now I am the brand manager.
Yeah, 10 years. That's a good long time anywhere.
Yep.
So something's happening there, and I've seen it. I walked in. It wasn't recent. That's been there for a while. But to go into the front area there at the store, it was so impressive. Tell me what you did.
Yes. So, you know, if you'll humor me as just a brief backtrack.
Please.
Back in early 2020, the co-op was doing a capital campaign because we were planning on doing a full-scale remodel. Wanted to, you know, basically rebuild the store from the bones in. And unfortunately, you know, we decided to launch the capital campaign for that. We wanted to raise $1 million from our owners. And we launched that at the auspicious time of February 2020. So life got in the way and we wound up having to kind of scrap that capital campaign and regroup, reorganize. And so what you've seen over the last year really is us kind of implementing a more narrowly focused and less expensive remodel plan. So we really kind of kicked it off last July with when we remodeled our floors, which that was a big one. You know, our floors had gotten pretty fallen down. And so last July, that was a big thing. You know, we wound up closing for several days and we redid our floors from the sub-levels up. And that kind of kicked it off. And then what we did last month was a front of the house, you know, sort of a front of the house remodel. We moved our produce department. We relaid out the store. And, you know, we hope to do other remodel steps later in early next year and maybe even later next year as well. The plan of it is, you know, this is something that businesses do. And historically, our co-op and other co-ops, country, but especially our co-op, has been a little undercapitalized. You know, it hasn't invested in those sort of capital improvements that businesses, you know, most businesses do. If you're if you're like a Raley's or something, if you're part of a big, you know, mothership sort of business, they just pump some money into you to reset your store. And it's a little harder for co-ops. We have to really earn every penny of it before we can invest it back in. And so that's what we're doing, is trying to be the best business we can.
Well, I like that openness so much. If people haven't gone in, it's so worth, just feels good when you walk in the door. I like them. Just the open feeling. It's neat.
I really like it too. It does. It's exactly like you said. It just opens it up. You walk in, you see, you know, you see across, you see the produce, you know, you see our great produce, which is, you know, one of the things we try to really differentiate and specialize on is our fresh stuff,
organic
produce. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit. So, you know, and I realized that we didn't even kind of say this at the beginning, in that Chico Natural Foods is a co-op here in Chico and only has organic food.
Well, that's not technical. That's not true.
Okay,
it's not
good.
It is not only organic.
Okay.
And we have different expectations on different departments.
Okay.
So, for example, our produce department is one that we have one of the highest standards for. Everything in that produce department is either certified organic or local and sustainable. You know, especially, you know, if it's coming from a distributor, a big, you know, a NorCal Produce, Earl's Organics, it is going to be certified organic. There are local farmers, you know, that maybe use sustainable practices but are not certified organic. We think it's really important to be able to prioritize, you know, and to sell local stuff. So we'll still carry their items.
Good.
And we're happy to, and we loved it to celebrate our local bounty. But we do, you know, we do only carry local farmers that do sustainable practices. We've, you know, in years past had to, you know, stop selling sometimes from vendors when we learned they were using, you know, inputs that didn't really fit in with the values of our store and our company.
Okay, so that's the produce department, which is beautiful when you walk in. I always love looking at it. And then you've got a lot of things. You've got a deli.
Uh-huh.
You've got certainly all the bulk foods, of course.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think of, oh, and then there's some frozen meats in the back.
Yes, you know, we've got a little bit of everything at the co-op. We've got a frozen department with, you know, frozen foods, whether it's like, you know, vegan pizza rolls or frozen meat. We've got Bradley and Son, which is a great local grass-fed beef rancher. We carry some, you know, frozen beef from Bradley and Son. We do have, you know, a fresh meat, fresh cheese and dips refrigerated department in the back. You know, dry goods, chips, canned goods, spices, all that. Like you said, we've got bulk. We've got a great our deli and kitchen, you know, which has a hot bar, salad bar, plus grab and go items put out every day. And they're really going to be the target of our next planned remodel, which we're looking forward to in the first quarter of 2023. We're going to take that kitchen, which is, as you know, is in the middle of the store, which is kind of a strange place to have your kitchen. It's a very old building. That building was built 1930s as a Safeway. It was the first Safeway in town.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've got a photocopy. We have a photocopy of an old newspaper from when it was open, and it says, you know, the headline is like new Safeway opens on 8th and Main Street in Chico, and below the headline is, you know, FDR promises to keep us on the gold standard.
Neat.
But anyway, we're gonna move that kitchen to the side of the store, you know, which will again hopefully have the impact, you know, the effect of opening things up, and will allow us to put a lot more new equipment. We want to be able to put, mm-hmm. you know, make even more things and make that kitchen even more productive, because right. people really love that fresh food that we make.
Sure. Well, and it's a small space, and not just the kitchen. The whole store, in actuality, isn't big.
Oh, I know.
I bet you do. I mean, to get that all in there and to lay it out nice and make it easy for shoppers is, I mean, I can tell that's probably, you know, ongoing discussion.
That is one of our great struggles, is how to do as much as we can in the space that we have, because it influences, you know, all of what we can do. You know, we have to be more, you know, very careful about what items we want to put on a big sale, because buying in volume helps. So, you know, if we could buy big pallets of things, then you can put them on deals. And so we're very strategic about what things we
use,
our back stock space and our shelf space.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
We can't have 90 hot sauces. You know, we need to choose which are the best ones, which are the ones our customers really want. What's, you know, maybe one or two that is a new thing that we introduced.
Yeah.
While also trying to cover the range of prices, you know, that's something, you know, we want to have items in every category of every type that are affordable to a wide range of people. That's something, you know, I think we've battled with I've battled with, we all have, is, you know, the perception that the co-op is especially expensive. And there are some things that may be more expensive, but I feel actually pretty confident in comparing our prices, you know, one-to-one in similar items. You know,
yes.
A conventional apple is always going to be cheaper than an organic apple. Yeah. But comparing, you know, organic apple prices, organic item prices in produce and in you know, dry goods, we're pretty competitive. We've taken a lot of care for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. And yes, you're right about that. It's nice to hear you say that so people can hear that.
Yeah, you know, we're open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. You know, we want to try and be able to serve everyone. Yeah. And so, yeah, we have to have people there all the time.
All the time. Yeah. Yes, 7 to 10, 7 days a week. That is a lot of time. And, I mean, how convenient it is for us.
I love it. I live right downtown. I live 4 minutes away. So I love, you know, that I can run in and get an ice cream or whatever, or get, you know,
beer
at 9:30. I can run down there.
But I mean, that's another thing that the co-op has, beer and wine.
Yep.
So that's another thing that to keep in mind. You can actually do all your shopping there if you wanted.
Yeah. You know, we do try to be, you know, we're a full service grocery. You know, I know that most people shop at a few different stores, you know, that's a pretty normal thing, but yeah, you can get some of everything here at the co-op. I do most of my shopping here, but I'm also here anyway. But we have, you know, some of everything, and that's something, you know, we're always working on is to expand our offerings and make sure that, you know, we have what everyone wants. We have some, be the place you can go to get almost anything.
You are listening to a pre-recorded interview with Joey Haney from Chico Natural Foods Co-op here in Chico. You're listening to North State Give and Take, and my name is Bobby Tryon, and we'll be back after a short break. Recorded interview with Joey Haney from the Chico Natural Foods Co-op here in Chico. My name's Bobby Tryon. This is North State Give and Take, and you're listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. So now, as far as support, and how does it work? You know, I've got my number. I go in, I give my number. So tell me again how that works as membership and you know, how you raise money.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a consumer cooperative. We are, you know, a common misconception is that we are a non-for-profit. We are not. We are a for-profit business. The biggest difference is in our ownership structure. We are owned by the people who shop there, people like you. You are a co-op owner. When you sign up for the co-op, you get a co-op number, you are purchasing shares of the co-op. And so that's the big difference. You know, most businesses, you know, grocery stores, there may be a sole proprietorship or a partnership. They're owned by one person or a couple people, or they're a big corporation like, you know, Walmart that has, you know, thousands of shareholders. And, you know, like any other business, they exist to serve their shareholders. The difference with us, we exist to serve our shareholders too, but our shareholders are the people who shop there. When we earn a profit, for example, we offer a patronage refund. We return a portion of our profits back to our owners in a similar way to how REI gives. And so that's the key difference. When you know, it's $20 a year to become an owner, and you're purchasing shares each year. Each share is $10 a share. When we have a profitable year, we return some of that money back to our owners.
Okay.
And you also, as a co-op owner, get a vote in co-op business. Every year, you know, we have a board of directors election, and our owners can run for the board and vote for the board. And we have referendums. You know, if there is a matter that comes up, you know, we put it to a vote for our owners. You know, we've had smaller ones that have just cleaned up some of the verbiage in our bylaws, and there have been big ones. It was before my time at the co-op, but you know, the co-op used to be a vegetarian store, and the decision was made to start bringing in some ethically sourced or sustainably sourced meats, and that was done by a referendum. That was not something just the board did, and that wasn't something just an employee did. That was the whole ownership of the co-op. You know, there was, from what I understand, a spirited campaign.
yes.
And they, you know, they voted, and the clear majority wanted to bring animal products in the store. Again, like any other business, we exist to serve our owners. So what I think makes the co-op really special is our owners are all people who shop at the store and live in our mm-hmm. community.
So now when you say shares, how do I know how many shares I have, and when am I able to get another share? How would I have that conversation?
Yeah, well, the easiest way would be to email me. Part of falling under brand manager is I help look over ownerships and all that. So I'd be happy to tell you when we get off the line.
Okay, sure. I'm just not sure of that, and it sounds like it's a great way to support the co-op.
Yeah, well, and those shares, that is your annual. Your ownership. So, you know, when you renew every year, you're buying two new shares of the co-op.
Okay, two new shares every year for the 20.
Exactly. And,
okay,
and gotcha. Currently in our bylaws, what it says is that the most a person can have is 30 shares. That was a limit put in when the bylaws were written. So the most right now a person can invest is $300.
I see.
And so we call that fully vested. And at that point, you know, you're not prompted to renew anymore. You know, you don't have that yearly membership in the ownership investment. Those ownership investments are one of the main ways our co-op builds equity that we use to, it's like, remodel the store, make capital investments, because other businesses are able to just produce shares. If I owned Joey's grocery store and I was the sole owner, I could say, "Hey, Bobby, I want to make a capital investment. Let me give you, 10% of the shares, and you give me $1 million. You make that investment, and you're a part owner." And that's the way that most businesses would go about like that. Where co-op, we can't just sell out those shares like that. So we build a lot of our equity through that owner, that annual investment.
Yeah. So that's a good thing to say out there to folks. I mean, to support the co-op, what a good place to just do some donating to the community to become what do they call that when you do the 300?
Fully invested.
Fully invested. Yeah.
And we're going to have from September 5th through the 18th, actually, we are having an ownership drive at the co-op.
Oh, good.
For folks who want to become new owners or who want to fully invest if they're existing owners, we're going to have some rewards for folks who become new owners. We're gathering donated product from local vendors, local producers, folks we sell in the store, and they're donating some product. And if you become a new owner during that time period, you can get some free local products. If you become fully invested, you'll get those products as well if you're an existing owner. And then on Friday, September 16th, we're going to have an owner appreciation day where it's 10% off everything in the store if you're a co-op owner. So it's a way to stock up. And I want to encourage people, if you haven't been in the co-op in a while, that's something I still hear. I've worked there for a decade, and I still have people come back, I haven't been in here since the early 2000s, or I haven't been in here since the 90s, and it's so different.
Yeah.
And it is. And it's something, we really are working all the time to be the best store we can. Mm-hmm. And I think, we are an asset, we want to be an asset to the community, and we want folks to shop here. If you want to have a co-op in your community, come check us out and help
support it. So that's so good that we're talking about this. Do the September. It starts on September 15th to the
5th.
September 5th, coming right up.
5th through the 18th.
Okay.
So it's just a 2-week owner drive.
Okay.
You know, we've done month-long owner drives in years past, but this is our first one coming out of, you know, lockdown and COVID and all that.
Yeah.
So we're starting slow.
Good.
And then, yeah, so, you know, new owners, or if you're an existing owner and you want to fully invest up to that 300, you know, we'll have some prizes and product for you.
Okay.
And then, yeah, on the 16th is that owner appreciation day, where anyone who's an owner gets 10% off everything in the store.
Now, everyone should remember that for sure. The 16th, go to the co-op day for sure.
We'll be reminding you through our Facebook, our Instagram, our emails, in the store. It's all I'm going to be
all over the place. Now, most people are members when they come in. People can come in and buy at any time. Anyone can. You don't have to be a member to shop there.
Absolutely. Everyone is welcome at the co-op. You do not have to be an owner to shop there. You're not going to get any funny looks. You're not going to get any extra. You're not going to have to get any extra penalty or anything. Everyone is welcome.
Yeah.
We want everyone to shop at the co-op.
Got it.
Co-op owners get benefits.
Mm-hmm.
There are some benefits. You know, they get co-op owners get discounts when they special order items.
Yeah,
they get, like I said, they get to participate in co-op governance, and we have owner reward points, where basically every purchase you make in the store when you're an owner points that you can then spend just like money on items.
Yeah.
But there are we want everyone to shop there, owner or not.
You know, one thing I know about the co-op so clearly is I do a lot of fundraising with different groups, and the co-op has always been just the best as far as donating to events. You know, I just have to appreciate you guys so much because, you know, we ask and you give.
It's important. You know, that's part of what I think a co-op is. You know, we exist to serve our community. That's our purpose. No one founded the store to get rich. No one founded the store to buy a second house. It was made to serve the people who shop there. And so, you know, we want to be able to sponsor events, to sponsor the groups. We have our Roundup at the Register program, where every month people can, you know, round their purchase. Mm-hmm. If it's $14.50, you can round it up to 15 and donate that 50 cents to a local nonprofit. And we change that out monthly. We sponsor events, we donate food. That's another thing that I really like to do, because that's something that the co-op has a connection with. You know, we're not necessarily super cash rich, but we're able to purchase things, you know, in large quantities with our distributor deals to be able to make a donation dollar stretch further by donating, you know, cases and cases of drinks of food to events and things like that.
Which you have done for me, for sure. The other thing that's so neat about the co-op is where it is, because downtown, there's no really place to shop.
Yeah.
The co-op's it.
Yeah, we are downtown's only grocery store.
Yep.
You know, I think I live downtown, so I like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. You know, to have places that aren't just, you know, a gas station. Gas stations, the convenience stores serve a great purpose. And Lord knows I've run in there to grab what I need, especially late at night.
Sure.
But I think it's really valuable for this end of town, for downtown. You know, if we want to encourage, and if we want to be a community that encourages people to live downtown, to have a vibrant downtown where you can have families and thriving businesses, all that, you know, one of the advantages of that is hopefully do all your shopping there, do a lot of your living there. And so I love that, you know, there's places like, you can go to Collier's and have a hardware store. You can go to the co-op and get your groceries, that you can live downtown and get a lot of your shopping done at locally owned businesses that you can really support your community and live in your community.
Give me the address so that people know if they don't.
818 Main Street.
818 Main.
The corner of 8th and Main.
Yep. A Facebook, everybody's got that. And I know there's the website is just chiconatural.org?
No. So our website is chiconaturalfoods.coop.
Okay.
chiconaturalfoods.coop.
Okay. And you're a member of some national co-op.
Yes.
Organization. Yeah.
Yes. So they are called National Cooperative Grocers, and they are a co-op of cooperatives.
Okay.
So all in the same way that our owners buy equity and then work together to form us, a bunch of other grocery co-ops around the country have purchased, you know, have invested in building this umbrella organization that provides a lot of great support. A lot of our deals, you know, our contracts with our biggest distributors are negotiated by the NCG so we can get better prices. Consultants from the NCG have been really a lifesaver for us through a lot of these remodels, helping us do some of the architectural work, the planning work, product mix work. We've gotten a lot of support from
NCG. That's neat.
To help us do even just the remodel we did last month, because it's daunting. And they have people who've done that, who've helped other co-ops and helped other grocery stores.
Yeah.
Because, everyone at our co-ops only worked at our co-op. So
we haven't done
a huge remodel like that.
Yeah, that's smart. I know that kind of support. Radio's like that too. When you speak with people that are doing the same thing, it's so helpful. You can kind of figure out things easier. Let's see. I'm sure Instagram.
We've got Facebook, Instagram. We've got our website. We have an email newsletter that goes out once or twice a week.
Once or twice a week?
Yeah, it's short. It's not full articles. You know, here's what's on deal this week. Here's who our Roundup partner is. Here's maybe another interesting thing.
Now, does every member just automatically get that, or do you have to sign up for that?
If you give us your email when you invest, we'll add you to the email list. And then, it's easy to unsubscribe if you don't like it, or you can sign up for it on our website, or just, ask your cashier or email me, or, any way you let us know, I'll add you to that
list. Yeah, I'll bet you will.
And if you want to support the co-op, the best way to support the co-op is just to come on in, to shop in it, encourage your friends to check it out if they've not been, or if they haven't been in 15 years and they think it's like a smells like patchouli or something. Come check us out.
Isn't that funny? Because that was a perception a long time ago. Those kind of comments, I heard them too.
Yeah. And that's something, we work very hard to be as accessible to everyone, to people that might think the co-op's not for them. One of the biggest things is financial accessibility, because organic food does tend to be a little more expensive.
Yeah.
And something I'm really proud of, if I may for just a moment, is that we work with the California Department of Food and Agriculture and the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, to participate in California's California Nutrition Incentive Program, which provides CalFresh shoppers with great benefits on California-grown produce. So folks who maybe have done a double-up food bucks program at the farmer's market, I know our farmer's market in town has done that, it's the same grant. We have it. We call it our MORE program. Matching on regional eats. So anyone, whether you're an owner or not, if they receive CalFresh benefits, if they come in and pay with their CalFresh benefits at the co-op, they're going to get half off all California grown fresh produce all the time. That's up to $40 off every day on California grown produce. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to be an owner. All you do is when you check out, you say, I'm paying with CalFresh, and our cashier will give you that. And we have every California grown item in our produce case, clearly marked. It'll say more on it. And that's something we do all year round. And it was like, it was a little, it's work to maintain. It was work to apply, but it's something we think is really important that everyone should be able to get, great organic California grown produce.
I'm glad that you got to put that out there and let people know about that. I'm really glad. I don't think people know that you had that. Yeah.
Great. Fresh produce is important. It's important to health. It's important to feeling good. It's a joy to eat. And we want everyone to be able to have access to that.
Neat. Well, good. Can you think of anything else that you'd like to say, Joey?
No.
I think you did pretty good.
thanks for having me on here. Thanks for thinking of this.
Sure.
And just encourage folks, come.